啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone。
我们这个礼拜读经是诗篇的32到38篇。
This week's Bible reading is Psalms chapter 32 to 38。
那今天晚上，我想跟大家来一起学习37篇。
And tonight I would like to share with everyone Psalms 37。
啊，诗篇的37篇。
Psalms chapter 37。
诗篇的37篇是大卫写的。
Psalms chapter 37 is written by David.
这里面有很多是提到他个人的体验。
And in here there are many of his own experiences.
那一共有40节。
And there are a total of 40 verses.
那这个40节里面主要谈到两种人。
And in these 40 verses, it talks about two types of people.
一个是作恶的人。
One is who do wicked things.
另外就是义人。
And the other is the righteous man.
那我给他取一个题目叫做义人之福。
And I entitled it the blessings of the righteous.
我们信主以后才会思想什么叫做义人。
After we believe in God, then we will ponder upon what it means to be righteous.
而且信仰一个很重要的目标就是追求做义人。
And there is a very important purpose in our faith, and that is to be a righteous person.
所以主耶稣说要先求神的国跟神的义。
And so Jesus tells us that we must first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
如果我们这样追求到最后就是义人。
And if we pursue after this, then we will be a righteous man.
那义人有很多的福气。
And the righteous has many blessings.
那这个福气有的是自然就神就给他的。
And some blessings are just given by God.
因为他是义人。
Because they are righteous.
那从第三节开始。
And starting from verse 3.
告诉我们怎么做义人。
It tells us how to be a righteous man.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你要倚靠神而行善，住在地上以他的信实为粮。
3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
这个地方说义人要倚靠神而行善。
Here it says that the righteous must trust in the Lord and do good.
也就是说，要依靠神这个善才行得出来。
And that is, we must rely on God in order for us to be righteous.
那善是什么
？And what is righteousness? What is good?
第一个，善就是神本身。
And good is the Lord Himself.
因为神是善的。
Because God is good.
那第二个，善就是神认为好的事情。
And the second definition of good is what God thinks is good.
这是我们从圣经的观点来看善。
And this is the perspective we see good through the Bible.
那为什么要行善要依靠神？
And why is it that in order to do good, we must trust in the Lord?
如果我们看这个35章。
If we look at chapter 35,
12节。
Verse 12.
他们向我以恶报善，使我的灵魂孤苦。13节。
13.
至于我，当他们有病的时候，我便穿麻衣，进食，刻苦己心。我所求的都归到我自己的怀中。14节。
14.
我这样行，好像他是我的朋友。我的兄弟，我屈身悲哀，如同人为母亲哀痛。这个地方这个大卫这样说。
Here David says.
说有一些人以恶报善。
He says that some people repay evil for good.
那所以使他感觉到很孤单。
And it makes him feel very lonely.
那对这个以恶报善的人大卫怎么做？
And how does David treat these people who repay evil for good.
所以十三节。
Verse 13.
当他们有病的时候，我穿麻衣，刻苦己心。
When they were ill, David put on sackcloth and humbled himself and fasted.
这个就是祷告，为他们代祷。
And he prayed for them and interceded for them.
这个不简单啊。
And this is not an easy thing to do.
当一个人对我们以恶报善，他生病的时候，我们为他祷告，禁食祷告，这是不简单啊。
It is not easy for us to pray and fast for someone who repays us evil for good.
以恶报善啊，因为人有罪性，所以才会这样做。
And people repay evil for good because they have a sinful nature.
那要以善来报恶，这需要有神性才做得出来。
And to repay good for evil must be through God.
而没有神性充满了，做不出来。
Without godliness, we cannot do this.
所以要依靠神。
So we must rely and trust in the Lord.
因此，主耶稣在十字架上赦免钉他的人，有的人就觉得这个比较容易了解，因为他就是神嘛。
And so those who crucified Jesus.
主耶稣在十字架上赦免钉他的人。
When Jesus was on the cross, he forgave the sins of those who crucified him.
有的人觉得这个比较容易了解了，因为他是神嘛。
And some people think this is easier to understand because he is Jesus.
但是斯提凡被人用石头打死。
But when Stephen was stoned to death,
他能够求神赦免他们。
And he asked also for God to forgive them.
这个就不简单了。
This was not an easy thing to do.
那前面说斯提凡被圣灵充满。
And that time Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满就是被神充满。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit is to be filled with God.
就是被爱充满。
That is to be filled with love.
那这样才有办法以恶报善。
And only in this way may we repay good for evil.
那这个叫做三十七节的第三节倚靠神而行善。
And this is what is said in Psalm 37, verse 3, trusting in the Lord and doing good.
所以要做神认为善的事情，还是要靠神。
And so, in order to do what the Lord thinks is good, we must rely on God.
那下面说要以他的信实为粮。
And it says that we must trust in him and take that as our food.
你看下一句，第三节下面一句，以他的信实为粮。
We need to dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
有的英文说 enjoy his faithfulness 以他的信实为粮。
And some English version says, enjoy his faithfulness.
我们要以依靠神行善要有神把神的这个信实好像粮食这样吃下去才做得能才能够持久。
In order to trust in the Lord and do good, we must eat faithfulness as our food.
比方说第七节这样说。
For example, in verse 7.
你当默然依靠神，耐性等候他，不要因那道路通达和恶魔成就的心怀不平。
Verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways when they carry out their wicked schemes.
就是我们对神讲的话要有信心。
And that is what we speak to the Lord, we must have faith.
神讲的话一定会实现，因为神是信实的。
We must believe that what the Lord says will be fulfilled.
那这三十七篇里面就提到很多神对义人的应许。
And in Psalm 37, it mentions a lot of promises that will be given to the righteous man.
所以神给我们很多的应许如果我们把这些应许好像粮食这样常常吞下去，我们就有力量来继续行善，因为行善到最后是好的。
And God gives us a lot of promises, and if we eat these promises as food, then we will be able to do good.
因为如果神跟人一样，
because if God was like man,
那有时候我们行善就没有什么，对我们也没有什么好的结果。
Then sometimes there isn't a good result of what we do.
好像大卫说，有人是以恶报善，所以大卫的行善在人来讲好像没有什么好的结果。
And like David said, he says that people repay evil for good. And so people don't understand his goodness.
哦，但是在神来讲哦，是有好结果。
But in the eyes of God, there is a good result.
所以十三节，我们刚刚读那个三十五章的十三节下半句说：“我所求的都归到自己的怀中。”
And in chapter 35, verse 13, it says that he.
下半句。
When my prayer is returned to me unanswered, he went about mourning.
哦，所以有时候我们为别人所求的，因为对方是恶人，所以他可能。不配得到，但是我们祷告了，反而到最后回到我们自己身上。
And sometimes we may feel that if we pray for those who do evil, it won't be good, but in the end, the good result will come back to us.
哦，所以我们要行善哦，就是要有神的信实在前面，这样我们就会一直去做。
And in order to do good, we must have God's faithfulness. Then we will continue to do good.
好，我们现在回来看三十七篇的第四节。
Now let's return to Psalm chapter 37, verse 4.
要以神为乐，他就将心里所求的赐给你。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
哦，要怎么样成为一个义人
？How do we become a righteous man?
啊，第三节说依靠神而行善。
Verse 3 tells us that we have to trust in the Lord and do good.
那第四节说要以神为乐。
And verse 4 tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord.
这个恶人哦，以犯罪为快乐。
The evil men, they rejoice in doing evil and sinful things.
所以恶人所夸的就是他犯罪以后得到什么东西，得到什么成果。
And what the sinful man boasts about is what the results he gets after sinning.
但是这里讲啊，要以神为乐。
But here it tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord.
一个义人一定是会以神为乐。
And a righteous man will definitely delight himself in the Lord.
或者说以神为乐的人应该是义人。
Or in other words, those who delight themselves in the Lord is a righteous man.
因为我们要靠近神，你要以神为乐，一定要靠近神。
Because in order to delight ourselves in God, we must draw near to Him.
那这个靠近神本身，我们要一直调整我们自己。
And in order to draw near to Him, we must constantly change ourselves.
如果我们有罪，你没有办法靠近神。
If we have sin, we cannot draw near to God.
那所以你就要一直悔改，一直悔改，那我们就离神越来越近。
And we must keep on repenting, and then we can draw near closer to God.
如果我们的生活离开圣经很远。
If our lives are very far from the teachings of the Bible.
比方说有什么偶像。
For instance, if we have some sort of idol,
不一定是木头刻的。
It doesn't have to be carved.
什么东西比神还重要
？It's anything that is more important than God.
我们没有办法靠近神。
Then we cannot draw near to God.
那我们要一直调到最后神是最高，这样我们才有办法靠近神。
And we have to keep changing ourselves and to the point where God is first and the highest.
那神在。天上，我们在地上。
God is in the heavens above, and we are on this earth.
那要以神为乐，就是要把我们的心从地上这样一直往上提到天上去。
And in order to delight ourselves in the Lord, we must raise ourselves up, to look at the heavens.
所以当一个人他的心往上提，他的生活以神的话来这样调整，然后他不断的悔改，那这样就是义人。
When we lift our hearts up to heaven, and if we do according to the Bible and continuously repent, then we can delight ourselves in the Lord and be a righteous man.
所以这里讲以神为乐，这样的人是义人。
And those who delight themselves in the Lord is a righteous man.
如果一个人有罪啊，不可能他想要以神为乐，他也摸不到神，因为神跟他离很远。
If a person has sinned, then they cannot possibly delight themselves in the Lord because God is very far away from them.
好，那这样的好处是什么
？And what is the benefit of this?
第四节下半句。
The second half of verse 4.
他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
He will give you the desires of your heart.
如果看英文叫做 desire， 就是说你心里想的不一定有，你不必求啊，你心里想的神就给你。
And by desires, it means that.Whatever we're thinking, God will give to us. We don't even have to say it.
因为当一个人以神为乐的时候，他跟神的关系变成很亲密。
Because when one person delights themselves in the Lord, then they are very close to God.
好像亚伯兰跟神是朋友。
It's like Abraham and God, they were friends.
所以神要灭索多玛说，我怎么可以不告诉他呢？
And so when God was going to destroy Sodom, how could he not tell him?
因此我们看亚伯兰在生命当中，每一次他做神认为对的事情，神都祝福他。
And we see that every time Abraham does something according to the will of God, he receives great blessings.
他没有求啊。
He didn't ask for it.
他只做神认为对的事情，神就向他显现，就祝福他。
He just did what was right according to the eyes of God, and God blessed him.
所以一个人如果真的以神为乐，生活会很多体验。
And so if someone really delights themselves in the Lord, then they will have many experiences in their lives.
有时候真的不要求，神的恩典一直来。
And sometimes they don't even have to ask, and God's blessing just keeps coming.
这真的很奇妙。
And this is very miraculous.
哦，所以这个以神为乐，就是我们跟神的关系哈更靠近。
And to delight ourselves in the Lord is to draw closer to God.
也是我们生活的焦点从世界上转移到神。
And that is the main purpose of our life, and for us to change our view from the earth to heaven.
不但我们变成义人，我们所需要的神都给我们。
And in that way, we will be a righteous man, and God will also give us our blessings.
好，我们先看第五节。
Now let's look at verse 5.
好，第五节说，当将你的事交托神，并依靠他，他必成全。
Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this.
好，当一个人愿意将自己的路如果英文是 way 或者说我们前面的路来交托给神。
When a person is willing to commit their way to the Lord.
那什么叫将我们的路交托给神？
What does it mean to commit our way to the Lord?
就是这箴言里面讲。
It's what is said in Proverbs.
我们看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第五节
Verse 5.
要专心仰赖神，不要依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上，第六节，要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
这个在一切所行的上要认定神。
In everything that we do, we must trust in the Lord.
就交托给他，让他的带领。
We must give everything to him and let him guide.
那这个这样子就是义人。
And this is a righteous man.
人为什么会犯罪？
Why do people commit sin?
就是我们把自己的前途抓在自己手里，我们不管神怎么想，神怎么看。
That is because we don't care about what God thinks and we just control our own lives.
但是当一个人愿意让神来带领他。
When a person is willing to let God guide them.
那这条路就是义的道路，就变成义人。
Then this is a righteous path, and they'll become a righteous man.
那他必成全。
And God will grant their requests.
所以第六节哈，我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
所以他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平如午正。
Psalm 37, verse 6. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun.
所以我们的公义好像太阳。
So our righteousness will be like the sun.
义人要发光像太阳。
The righteous man will shine like the sun.
在神的面前，他是很有荣耀的。
And in the eyes of God, he is very glorious.
所以如果我们从第三节、第四节、第五节这样做，我们的公义就发光像太阳。
And if we do as what is said in verse 3, 4, and 5, then our justice will shine like the sun.
那我们周围我们外面这个世界很多的坏人，那怎么办呢
？And what happens if there are many bad guys around？
第一节。
Verse one。
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
Verse one. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong。
为什么不要为作恶的心怀不平
？Why should we not fret？Because of evil men.
因为有时候我们看很短暂的外在的现象，好像作恶没有什么好的后，没有什么坏的后果， 行善也没有什么好的结果，我们心里就不平。
And that is because we see that temporarily those who do evil are not paid evil, and those who do good are not paid for good.
那第一节下半句哈，生出嫉妒。
And because of that, we fret because of evil man, and we are envious of those who do wrong.
为什么
？And why is that?
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为他们好像草被割下啊，又如青菜快要枯干。
For like the grass, they will soon wither; like green plants, they will soon die away.
啊，因为他没有根呐、啊，那个罪的人哦，作恶的人没有根。
Well, the sinful man does not have a root.
啊，所以啊，他没有办法长久的来享受福气。
So they cannot receive the eternal blessings.
啊，我们看第九节。
Look at verse 9.
因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候神的必承受地土。
Verse 9. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
这是因为有时候就马上受报。
And sometimes people get repaid evil right away.
好，那我们现在再来看37章的16节。
Now let's look at chapter 37, verse 16.
一个义人所有的虽然少，却强过许多恶人的富裕。
16. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked.
如果我们把这个下面的字遮起来，就是义人强过恶人。
And if we read it in another way, the righteous are better than the wicked.
为什么
？Why is that？
十七节就答案了。
Verse 17 is the answer.
因为恶人的膀臂必被折断，但神是扶持义人的。
For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous.
这个义人强过恶人最重要的原因是因为神站在义人这边。
The reason why the righteous is stronger than the wicked is because the Lord stands on the side of the righteous.
那神跟恶人作对。
And God is against those who do evil.
所以义人强过恶人。
And so the righteous man is better than the evil man.
所以因为有神啊。
So because there is God.
我们一生一定要行义。
Our whole life we must do right up. We must live in
righteousness. 神就与我们同在，站在我们这边了。
That is, so God will be with us and on our side.
所以我们第一个了解神认为什么是对的。
So we first must understand what God thinks is good.
第二个努力去做。
And the second is that we must do our best to do it.
那这样会有什么好处
？And what is the benefit of doing this？
我们刚刚十七节说神要扶持义人。
Verse 17 says that the Lord will uphold the righteous.
扶持就在后面把他抓住了，扶住。
And to uphold is to give them support from the back.
如果神扶住了，他是打不倒了。
And if God supports us, then they cannot be defeated.
所以你看约瑟卖到埃及。
And so we see that Joseph was sold to Egypt.
约瑟下到监牢。
Joseph was sent into prison.
这个表面都表示他输了。
On the surface, it seems that he lost.
他行义啊，但是他输了。
He did what was what was righteous, but he lost.
但是约瑟的后面的神扶住他。
But in the latter part of his life, God supported him.
到最后他掉脚变宰相了。
And he became the prime minister.
那但以理也是这样啊。
And that is the same with Daniel.
他那个拜偶像，他就是不吃。
He did not eat the food that was worshipped to idols.
因为这个神看得不对的。
Because that was what was wrong again in the eyes of the Lord.
那不可以向神求，这个也不对。
And you should not ask for things to the Lord.
所以他就窗户打开来，面向耶路撒冷，一天三次祷告。
And he opened his window and prayed towards Jerusalem three times a day.
那这样结果呢
？And what was the result？
就丢到狮子坑了。
He was thrown into the lion's pit.
但是神在后面扶住他。
But the Lord supported him.
那个狮子就没有把咬到他。
And the lion did not eat him or hurt him.
后来他就出来了。
And he came out of the lion's pit.
比以前呢、啊，他的这个地位更稳固。
And his status was even stronger and more stable.
因为他是义人呢、啊，神扶持他。
Because he is a righteous man and God supports him.
所以义人强过恶人。
And so the righteous is stronger and better than the wicked.
好，我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
啊，神知道完全人的日子，他们的产业要存到永远。
18. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever.
有时候我们常常觉得说，神知道不知道，这有什么关系？
Sometimes we think, it doesn't matter whether God knows or doesn't know.
好像我们现在不在乎啊，神知道不知道。
It's like we don't even care about what he thinks.
但是有一天呢，我们非常在意。
But one day we will, we will care.
就是我们站在审判台前呢，神知认识不认识我，这个就很重要了。
That is the day when we are in front of a God in His judgment seat.
如果神认识我们，
if God knows us,
我们的产业要存到永远，
then our inheritance will be forever.
当然，这个产业就是天国的神的祝福。
And the inheritance is the blessings in heaven.
但是如果神不知道、不认识我们，
but if the Lord does not know us,
那我们的一生就没有希望了。
And there is no hope in our life.
所以。人生最悲惨的就是神不认识我们。
So what is most pitiful is that the Lord does not know us.
义人，神知道。
The Lord knows the righteous man.
他的日子神也知道。
And the Lord knows his days.
所以一个义人确实他的前途相当的光明。
And so the righteous man, his days are very glorious. And filled with light.
好，我们再来看二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
义人的脚步被神所立定，他的道路神也喜爱。
23. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
他虽然失脚，也不致全身扑倒，因为神用手搀扶他。
Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
这里讲义人的脚步神立定。
Here it says that, that the Lord makes a righteous man step firm.
失脚不至于扑倒。
And he may stumble, but he will not fall.
因为神在扶持他。
Because the Lord upholds him.
所以我们可以看到义人虽然生活当中有一些不顺，但是神会扶持他。
So we see that even though some things may not go the way that go smoothly, the righteous man is still that God still upholds the righteous man.
好，我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
好，义人的口谈论智慧，他的舌头讲说公平。三十一节。
Verse 31.
神的律法在他的心里，他的脚总不滑跌。
30. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. 31. The law of his God is in his heart; his feet do not slip.
这个地方在讲义人的心在想什么？
Here it says, that God knows what is in man's heart.
神的律法。
Inside a righteous man is the law of God.
那心里是指着观念，他的观念是从神的律法来造的。
And his perspective is made up through the law of God.
那义人的嘴在讲什么？
And what the righteous man utters.
三十节说讲智慧。
He utters wisdom.
这个智慧就是指着属灵的。
And wisdom refers to a spiritual man.
从神来的。
And comes from God.
他的舌头讲什么？讲公平。
And his tongue speaks what is just.
就是公平就是就是。在神看起来是对的。
And what is just is what is right in the eyes of God.
那这样的人他的脚就不滑跌。
And this type, this righteous man, his feet will not slip.
神要保守他。
And God will keep him.
神要扶持他。
He will support him.
所以我们看那个彼得跟犹大两个人。
So if we look at Peter and Judah.
这个两个人信仰都曾经跌倒，好像滑跌。
Both their faith slipped.
但是犹大就倒下去，就起不来。
But Judas slipped and he could not come back up.
但是彼得到后来又起来了。
But Peter rose again.
那我们仔细看这两个也是有一点不太一样。
And if we see them, they're quite different.
哦，犹大贪财。
Judas, he was greedy.
哦，所以这个表示他的心有不义。
And that means that in his heart there is unrighteousness.
给魔鬼留地步，魔鬼跑进去了。
He left a spot for the devil, and the devil went in.
哦，但是彼得他是很想跟主耶稣。
But Peter, he really wanted to follow God.
他也有决心，只是他不懂得靠神。
And he had the determination, but he didn't know how to rely on God.
所以这两个信仰的软弱哦，形成原因不一样。
And so the weakness of their faith, the way it was made, is different.
哦，所以主耶稣说：“我为你祷告，你回头要兼顾你的弟兄。”
And Jesus says that I'll pray for you, and you must pray for your brothers.
就是用祷告扶持他们。
And through prayer, he upholds them.
所以他虽然失脚，他没有全身扑倒。
And so though he slipped, he did not fall completely.
哦，所以我们如果真的心里像神没有不义，我们的软弱神会承担。
And so if our eyes are fixed on God, then we will be righteous and he will bear our burdens.
我们再看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's look at Psalm 37.
25节。
Verse 25.
我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过义人背弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
25. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread.
26节。
Verse 26.
他终日恩待人，借给人，他的后裔也蒙福。
They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed.
27节。你当离恶行善，就可以永远安居。
Verse 27. Turn from evil and do good, then you will dwell in the land forever.
这个26节在讲义人哦，他整天呢都是恩待人。
Here it says that the righteous, they are generous all day long.
很有爱心，常常借帮助人，借给人。
They are very loving and they always lend freely.
那结果呢？他的后裔要蒙福。
And the result is that their children will be blessed.
那蒙什么福？
How will they be blessed?
就是25节。
That is in verse 25.
所以大卫说，他从年幼一直看到年老。
David says that he was young and now he is old.
没有看过义人背弃。
Yet he has never seen the righteous forsaken.
就是被神抛弃了，他祷告神不听，他生活神不看。
That is to be forsaken by God, which their prayers are not heard.
所以他也没有看到义人的子孙向人讨饭。
And he's never seen a righteous man beg for food.
所以这个就给我们一个非常大的安慰。
And so this gives us great comfort.
我们人最重要就是做在神面前要做义人。
What is most important to us is to be a righteous man in the eyes of God.
就是要追求神的国，神的义。
We must seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
那这样生活，神都会看顾，不会背弃，后代也不会讨饭。
And God will guide us through our whole life.
所以亚伯兰离世很久啊，圣经还说神纪念亚伯兰。
And even though Abraham died a long time ago, the Bible still remembers him.
就看顾他的后代。
And his descendants are blessed.
所以如果我们是义人，神也会看顾我们的后代。
And so if we are righteous, then God will also look after our descendants.
这可是圣经里面神给我们的应许。
This is a promise given to us in the Bible.
那我们可以把这个来当作神的信实，把它当作粮食。
And we can eat God's faithfulness as our food.
那我们就每天不断的去追求，做一个神看见是义人。
Then each day we will pursue after what is a righteous man.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
202.
Let's sing him 202.